kids. I'm sure y'all remember this if you're around my age, 30 to 40. And you're around that age group and, you know, your parents send you out to play all day because they want to clean the house and they don't want to see you back until the street lights are on. Come on. We were kids then. We understood what it was like to go and have fun. And so in the house of the Lord, we could still have fun. We could still enjoy. The Lord did not create the house of the Lord to be a house of silence, like Pastor Patty says. We're here to praise and lift up his name. We're here to give him thanks. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Don't you know that the Lord, it is he that is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We are to be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And his truth endures for all generations. So when we gather together, let's break this silence. Let's break this. Give the Lord a shout this morning. Give the Lord a shout. Anybody here? Anybody here? Is anybody saved in this house? Is anybody going to heaven? Is everybody glad about it? I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. The Lord saved me out of many things, saved me away from many things. And I'm glad about it. So when I'm in his house, I want to praise his name. The camp meetings are off the charts. People are tired. We have so many things to do in the daytime. We have camp meetings at night. This is our time of refreshing. Let's enjoy it and enjoy, you know, each other's company. There's a lot of new faces that show up on Sunday, that people that are getting to know us online, people that want to share with us. So let's be excited. The Lord is doing something good. And as Pastor Patty says, we're not there yet, but we're on our way. We are on a journey. So let's be excited about the kingdom of God and what he has to do. Let's not be offended in him. Let's not be offended in God this morning. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this place. We thank you for the hour we are in. We're thanking you, God. You are God of the breakthrough this morning. We're thanking you, Father God, that you're here to shake us up, to wake us up, so that we are not tired and well doing, so that we're not sitting back and allow the enemy to move. Father God, we are your people and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us as to yourself. We are your people. We are your royal priesthood and your holy nation. And we come into your presence this morning to hear about you, to hear from you, to hear what you have to say to the church. So we're thanking you, Father, for the fellowship of the believers this morning. We're thanking you, Father God, for what you're doing in this house and in the city of Hamilton, what you're doing in the province of Ontario. We're thanking you, Father God. We're not just looking at the news. We're not just looking at social media. But, Father, we are putting our eyes and our ears on you. Even as Vicky said this morning, our gaze should be on you. So God, we want to take our gaze off all those distractions, off those things that are binding us and telling us it's not going to be finished, it's never going to be over. Those are lies from the enemy. And we will not receive it this morning. For Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. He's our Master and our Savior. And we lift up your name this morning for all that you've done for all that you've done in our lives. I was listening to a song this morning. I guess it was on my iPad, and it was playing on my radio stereo. And the songwriter was saying, I was trying to count all my blessings, but then I realized I couldn't count that high. And I said, yes, we can't count that high for what God has done for us. We can't count that high for what he's about to do in our lives and in the lives of our families. I want to share with you this morning that the Lord is good. And sometimes we may not understand what he's doing. Sometimes we may not have a comprehension at all of the season that we're in. But he means us well. He means us no harm. He means us good. He intends to take us further than we are. He intends to make us into a royal priesthood upon this earth that the nation sees and will be jealous. Last week when I was speaking, I spoke on John 15, 3-8. I'd like to put that up if you can. I'm just going to continue speaking about the pruning process that the Lord has been doing in us. We have been pruned and we are being pruned so that we can bear more fruit, so that we can bear fruit that will last. And I want to share an experience with you that the Lord has done in my life when he was showing me the pruning process in his people, the pruning process that we have to go through, the pruning process that he will take us through because we are loved. We are loved. We are loved. We are loved. And therefore, he is going to prune those he loves so that he can get a greater blessing. We can bear greater fruit. And this morning, I want to show you this. Does everyone know what that is? Really? It's a cucumber? I want to share with you this morning what the Lord did in me through this vegetable. Through a vegetable. Are you guys hearing me this morning? A vegetable. Are you ready to hear my story? For this story broke me from arrogance and pride to a place where I would walk humbly before the Lord. The Lord used this vegetable. It was many years ago. I'm going to show you this again because I want you to know when I went through this season of my life with this vegetable, I never wanted to eat this vegetable again because of what the Lord did, because of how he used it to break everything in my life that caused me to hold back, that caused me to sit down, that caused me to continue to live in sin. The Lord will use whatever tool he has in your life. But this is the tool he used in my life. One day I went to church, and I was in church. It wasn't Eagle Worldwide. It was many years ago, and one of my beautiful friends, Vicky, there was in that same place at the same time. And I wanted to be a leader in the house of the Lord, but I didn't know even what a leader was. I just saw, you know, people who did the work, people who were at the front, people who were serving God, people who were teaching and preaching. And I thought, wow, I'd like to be a leader in the house of the Lord. And I want all of those who are emerging leaders, those who are thinking of how to serve the Lord in his house, I want you to hear me. Hear me. I was minding my own business after worship. And I remember when the service was done, my pastor said to me, Anne Marie, I have an assignment for you. And I thought, well, that's cool. I'm going to get to preach. I'm going to get to teach because I've always wanted that. She said, here's what I'd like you to do. Every time you come to church, I want you to bring, it's my other example. I want you to bring a bowl. And that bowl, I want you to slice up cucumbers. I want the cucumbers to be sliced exactly the same. And I want you to fill the bowl with cucumber slices. Every time you see me again, you're going to have that bowl. And I thought, all right, now we're in the crazy. This is where the crazy begins. I'm to bring a bowl of cucumbers to my pastor every time I come to church. That means Sunday is church. Tuesday is leadership meeting. Wednesday is prayer meeting. Thursday is clean the church meeting. And I'm thinking, but wait a minute. The most I ever have in my wallet is a dollar. How am I going to buy cucumbers and all these containers to bring 2-3 times a week to give them my pastor? And I walked away from that assignment, people of God, I walked away grumbling. And I thought, there's no way I'm in the place of crazy. This woman is trying to kill me. And yeah, she was. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do it once. It can't be hard once. Remember, we're talking about pruning. It can't be hard once. But the most I ever had in my wallet was $2 or $3. After the bills are paid, everything I had to do, I mean, I didn't even go to Tim Hortons. You know how everybody goes to Tim Hortons? You got to go to Timmy's 2, 6, 7, 8 times a week. I never had money to do that. I had $2 in my purse at the most until the next payday. And this woman is now giving me an assignment, which means I've got to go to the supermarket and buy cucumbers, slice them up, put them in containers, and bring them to her. And in your mind, you're thinking, that's crazy. What is that going to do? Is that spiritual? Did God say that? Is that in the Bible? Oh, all the questions ran through my mind. People of God, mighty warriors that you are. I went to the Food Basics. Back then, you know, these cucumbers were like 69 cents, 70 cents, 80 cents. I just saw them today. It's $1.88. Bought 2 cucumbers, and I took them home on a Saturday because I was going to start my assignment this Sunday morning. I looked at those cucumbers, and I thought, I hate cucumbers. Why did God pick cucumbers? I hate cucumbers. I washed them Saturday night. And I remember there was a TV commercial on for this knife called the Ginsu knife. And this knife could slice through a boot and then a tomato because it was so sharp. And I was so angry about this assignment that I lived out that commercial in my kitchen because I didn't see what God was doing. In this season, we don't all see what God is doing. I went home Saturday night, that Ginsu knife commercial, and you know the chef, he would take that Ginsu knife and he would go. The knife was so sharp, it was so good, it would just slice through things. And out of my anger, my offense, my resentment, I took that cucumber and I took my dull knife and I went pop, 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 pop. It was never as sharp as the Ginsu knife, but never was my heart. You never know how God is going after the heart of those he loves. Doesn't go after us for our outside appearance. God looks upon the And I chopped it up. And I put them in the container. Back then, everybody had margarine containers. You use a margarine container, there's 15 of them in your cupboards. Don't lie. You know you did. There they were. So I didn't mind when she said put it in a clean container and such, because I had containers. My brother and sister, I threw the cucumbers in, resenting every moment, resenting my pastor, resenting everything that was about the church, because they're making me do something that I think is crazy. Wouldn't it be funny if God said, I want you to go lay on that bed for 50 years and pray for that nation who is suffering? Because sometimes God asks us to do crazy things. I brought my cucumber to church, the container's full, handed it to my pastor. In front of everybody, she took it, opened my margarine container, and she began to do this. I'm already resenting. I'm already offended. I'm already ready to leave the church. And she opens up the container in front of all my friends. Well, this is too thick. This one, too thin. This piece, it's got aphids all over it. Until pretty much the bowl was empty. And I'm looking at her going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She handed it back to me. And she said, I need you to bring me cucumbers exactly sliced the same. No aphids on them. I want them cleaned and washed. And bring it back to me Tuesday night. And I took my container. And I want you to know I didn't take my container. I took my container. Little do we know the stain in our heart, even for authority. The people God puts in place over us, we don't realize we resent them. We don't realize we don't like them telling us what to do. And we don't know it. Bring me back the cucumbers Tuesday night. And this went on for the first week. I thought I had many margarine containers, but people of God, they start to run out. I start to hand her my margarine containers the third, fourth time, and every time there was something wrong. And every time she handed it back to me, I want the cucumber sliced evenly, no aphids, and I want them clean. And I kept taking my container. Let's look at John 15. Because I want you to see what God means when he's pruning us. It matters. The Lord knows how we're going to respond when Pastor Patty tells us to do something. He knows how we're going to respond when someone in authority over us, whether it's our manager, whether it's our husband and our wife, when one of them tells us to do something we don't want to do, go mow the lawn, please help me wash the dishes, and it becomes a begging session. Can you please get off the couch and help me? We don't realize what is going on in our heart, but God does. And he wants a church without spot or wrinkle. And if you're going to walk in that place of leadership, the Holy Spirit is going to take a hold of your life. And he's going to begin to shake the tree and shake off the leaves that don't belong. Shake off the knots on the tree that don't belong. And this cucumber was everything about me that he was cleaning in my heart. Not my outside appearance, but in my heart. Have we got John 15 up there? I'm just going to read verses 3. Because it's an important season. And it's an important hour. And we must know that the Lord is doing something in us, even if we can't see it outside of us. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in me, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches, and he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do. And if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire. The Lord was using this vegetable so that I would not be gathered and thrown upon the fire. He was trying to save me through a pastor that I resented because she asked me to do uncertain things, crazy things. She didn't do it the way that I wanted it done. About the second week into my assignment of bringing the cucumbers and receiving them back, I remember calling up a few friends in the house of the Lord, and I was having my pastor for lunch and breakfast and whatever else. Look what she did to me, never knowing that God was doing something new, something different, something that would change me from the inside out. And yet my pastor persisted. I'm thinking, how does this woman get the courage? I'm telling you, people of God, about the fifth week into this, that the containers that I had, they were empty. There was nothing left. And I had tons of those margarine containers. But it seemed to me that even though I only had $2 or $3 of money left over, I always had money to buy these cucumbers. How is that possible? How is it possible? There was always enough to buy at least 2 cucumbers. But I didn't have any money to go to Timmy's with my friend. But the cucumbers were bought. And the cucumbers were cut. And the cucumbers were brought to my pastor. And something was happening inside of me. Because she wouldn't quit. I thought I would wear her out with my arrogance and my offense and my resentfulness. But I couldn't wear her out. She kept saying, the next time we meet, you slice up those cucumbers, you cut them evenly, you put them in that container, and you give them to me. And every time she said that, I'm thinking, what is this? What's happening? And one day I decided not to go on the phone to complain about it anymore. I would go to the throne. And I said, God, I don't understand. And he said, finally. God, what's going on? Finally. I am doing something in you that's going to change you. And when it changes you, then I can use you. After that, I went and I bought my cucumbers, people of God, because I was being pruned. And sometimes when we're being pruned, we don't understand why. And we continue to do the same thing over and over. And then Holy Spirit steps in and he changes the path. And we get resentful, even though what we were doing wasn't working. And we don't see that God has stepped in. When he said that to me, I sliced up my cucumbers. I sliced them slowly. I sliced them evenly. I checked to make sure there were no aphids. I thought, man, she's weird. How am I supposed to know which one's got an aphid on it, you know? But there were no aphids. They were sliced evenly. And I went out and I bought containers. The resentment I had in my heart was gone. The arrogance I had in my heart was leaving because she wouldn't give up on me, even though I thought I would wear her out. God isn't giving up on us, even when we resent him. Even when we say, no, I won't do it. No, I can't do it. Yes, it's too hard. No, God, no. He won't give up on us. And he proved it to me through this woman of God. And when I sliced up the cucumbers and I brought them to the church, the bowl was clean. The cucumbers were evenly sliced. And I handed them to her. And I said, here you go, Pastor. And she looked at them. She said, oh man, Amory, this looks good. There's only one here that isn't even. And she took it out. And she said, good job. I thought she was going to eat the cucumbers, but she gave them back to me. She said, good job. I didn't know what was happening, but I was going through a pruning process. And when I accepted that God was in charge and not me, God is in charge and not me. I was bought with a price, and I'm no longer my own. I was able to bring her cucumbers, service after service, until one day she said, that's enough. You've done well. It took over a month for Holy Spirit to work on this heart. But the pruning process that we're going through now may not look like something that, you know, is normal. The pruning process we're going through now, because God's promised us that this place will be full to the overflow. And we're wondering, where are the people, God? Where are the city of Hamilton? How is it we're not connecting with everyone yet? And the pruning process may be painful because those you think are supposed to be here aren't here yet. God, what are you doing with my family? Where's my son? Where's my daughter? The pruning process is happening, for until we realize we can do nothing without him, the pruning process will continue until we are fully persuaded that he alone is God And I am the child. And he's the father. The pruning process continues until he wears out those things in our heart that are bringing resentment. I don't like what the pastor said today. I don't like what they preached today. I don't like what they did. Until that stuff is dead, 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 we will not see that revival that we have been promised. And I had to see it in my own life through this vegetable, cucumber. That unless I submitted to what the Lord asked me to do, I would never move forward bearing fruit for the kingdom, bearing more fruit and bearing much fruit until we are at the place where whatever God asks us to do, it's yes, sir. We will still be in that pruning process. But know this, people of God, he will never give up on you. He will never give up on you. And when we think we can wear him out because of our teenage mind, and I'm going to show them, and I'm not coming to church on Sunday, and I'm not going to come to church Thursday, and I'm going to make them see that I'm the one that runs this place, until we get rid of that spirit, we won't see that revival that we're praying for. Until I learned to accept the authority that God had put in my life, the authority that had the power to speak into my life, until I submitted to that authority, I was nothing. I was never promoted to do anything. And after that test that lasted about 6 weeks, test number two came. And my pastor said, Anne Marie, Thursday nights we clean the bathrooms. And we vacuum the church. And I'd like you to be on the team that comes Thursday night and cleans the toilets and vacuums the church. I thought this cucumber test was tough, but now I'm going to be cleaning toilets. And this is the way of leadership? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yes, it's true, people of God. And the Lord is shaking us up in this season. Because of what he's got planned for us. You've heard about it. You've been prophesied. We've heard it in prayer. We've heard it. The Lord has a good plan for us. But he's got to do the surgery on the inside, which is the pruning process that we all go through. It's the pruning process that we all require. So that we can form that family of God and work in unity to see it done. Resentment has to go. Slander has to go. Gossip has to go. And our respect for our leader has to be in our heart. Whether we like their decisions or not, we must submit to the authority that the Lord has given us, has put over us. One more scripture. I don't want to keep us too long because we've got service tonight. God is good. And in Galatians verse 6, Paul talks to the Galatians. And 7 to 10, he says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap. And do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of the faith. Do good to our brothers and sisters. Do good to those that you don't know in the house of the Lord. Do good to them. For the Lord has great things planned for this house. He has great things planned for Hamilton. And I grew up here, so I want to see it. And yes, I will endure the pruning process so that I can bear more fruit. Who is willing? I'm willing to do what the Lord has asked so that I can be pruned and bear more fruit. And be pruned again and bear much fruit. And be pruned again so that I bear fruit that will last. And I want everyone to stand up. And I want you to allow Holy Spirit to search your heart. For this is a serious hour. And it's a serious day. And we're choosing all the distractions that the enemy is throwing at us instead of the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The Lord is about blessing his people. The Lord is about taking us to higher places in him and a deeper depth in Holy Spirit so that we can hear his voice. But we've got to be ready for the testing and the trial so that we will be proved worthy. Proved worthy. There were some people that came to our church years ago from Thailand, and some of the young ones were giving a testimony about their life as Christians in Asia. And one of the young women was saying, my mom was sent to prison for 25 years for following Christ. And my father was sent to prison. And my brothers were sent to prison. And she cried because they didn't send her to prison. She felt it was a great honor to serve the Lord, even if she was imprisoned. And she said, maybe God didn't see me as worthy to serve him in such a place. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Canadians don't believe that. We want our comfort. We don't want to serve Christ if it's going to cause us pain, if it's going to take our time. We want to serve him in the good days. But God is calling us to serve him fully any day. Any day. People of God, with every head bowed and every eyes closed, allow the Lord to search you and know you this morning. For through this vegetable, he cut away all the things in my life that made it hard for me to serve him fully. And even as Pastor Patty said this morning, he wants us to go to a deeper place. She says, press in, press in, press in. Whatever it takes, whatever he's asking you to do, press in. If he's saying, pray more in the day, press in. If he's saying, wake up at 3 a.m. and pray, press in. Because you are experiencing your own cucumber story. You're experiencing your own story. You're walking in the journey that the Lord has for you. And you're producing life on the way if you continue to submit to him. And let me pray for you this morning, people of God. If there is something on your heart that you need to ask God to forgive you for, do not walk out of here with that still there. Let me hear everybody begin to pray in tongues. Go ahead, pray to the Holy Spirit. This is His time, and He wants His people blessed. He wants His people to move up into higher places in Him. But we've got to endure seasons of trials and testing and pruning so that we would be ready to take the harvest. Louder, people. Come on. Come on. Let's press in. Press in. Press in. Father God, what is it that I've done this week? Who have I hurt this week? What comments did I make about my leader? What comments am I making about my church? Search me and know me, oh God. What have I said about my pastor that I should not have said? Who am I gossiping about in the church that I should not be gossiping about? Jesus! Jesus! Don't pass us by this morning. Jesus! We need you. We need a greater walk with you. We want a greater vision of who you are in us. Don't leave us the way we are. But help us, God, to press in to who you are. Oh, Jesus, 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 pour out your spirit upon your people this morning. Pour out your spirit so that you can search us and find a clean place for habitation of Holy Spirit. Jesus, 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 we need you more. We need you more. We need you more, Father. We need you more than yesterday. We need you more, Father, than what we thought this morning. Father God, we're praying that you would move upon our hearts and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Cleanse us of those things we would rather hold on to. Cleanse us, oh God, of all those things that distract and easily beset us. And move us all the way in to the new thing you have for us. For your word says you have a new thing. Shall we not see it spring forth? Shall we not see your new thing? We want to be a part of it, oh God. Search us and know us this morning. And lead us into all truth this day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you. I'm going to pass the mic over to Pastor Patty this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.